this out. 3 million unemployed workers are actively seeking jobs today, and more than 1 million of them are adult males. 17 major labor market areas have now substantial unemployment, 6% or greater. Large numbers of women who are not now seeking employment, but who would take jobs if labor market tightened. Federal government manpower and development programs are in high gear. In December, more than 700,000 persons will be enrolled in your training program. An article of Silberman in the issue of Fortune describes the improved training and recruiting efforts of private firms. He assesses the current manpower situation as follows. By and large, Fortune found employers' complaints about a shortage of labor reflect their own lag in adjusting to new conditions. Where there is a labor shortage, it is least self-imposed, the result of hiring standards that exclude the people that avail. The best reason to think firms can use the supply of labor available is so many already have. That's the council. So they don't think that we're going to have this. They think that all the elements are not heating up. Some of them are cooling off.
Well, I greatly appreciate your calling me, Mr. President.
John, on our figure here that I gave you a while ago, I have it. United States from some 60 to 66 using hundreds of base. We're 108.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the comparison of the other major industrial countries. Yeah, Germany is 117. United Kingdom 121. France 122. Italy 129. Japan 139.6.
Well, it's getting a lot better than these other countries, right? Damn thing, we're up another 4%.
We're just going to try to keep from it. And one good thing you could really help on, and every businessman could, would be to say to the Congress, please, 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 stay within this budget.
Fine, well,
this is a $112 billion budget now, and if they just stay within it, why, we'd be all right. The $4 billion kick, though. And I'll tell you where it comes, $500 million health and education, $500 million agriculture, that's a billion, $500 million wage increases, $500 million GI Bill. So, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Come to see me when you're here.
Mr. President, if I just want to write you again, should I send it directly to you or through one of your assistants?
Send it to Marvin Watson and just put the rest of him outside, because we get 40,000 in here, and sometimes they don't always get to me.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. President.